"I laugh at your story," cried the man angrily. "I know that I spent 4 cents to get you, and I want my money back. Do you know what I can do? I am going to take you to the market once more and sell you as dry firewood."
"Very well, sell me. I am satisfied," said Pinocchio. But as he spoke, he gave a quick leap and dived into the sea. Swimming away as fast as he could, he cried out, laughing, "Goodbye, master! If you ever need a skin for your drum, remember me!"
He swam on and on. After a while, he turned around again and called louder than before,
"Goodbye, master! If you ever need a piece of good dry firewood, remember me!"
In a few seconds he had gone so far he could hardly be seen. All that could be seen of him was a very small black dot moving swiftly on the blue surface of the water, a little black dot which now and then lifted a leg or an arm in the air. One would have thought that Pinocchio had turned into a porpoise playing in the sun. After swimming for a long time, Pinocchio saw a large rock in the middle of the sea, a rock as white as marble. High on the rock stood a little goat, bleating and calling and beckoning to the Marionette to come to her. There was something very strange about that little goat. Her coat was not white or black or brown as that of any other goat, but azure, a deep, brilliant color that reminded one of the hair of the lovely maiden.